Two wanted Maoists surrender before police in Bihar while a Maoist courier held in Telangana. One of the surrendered Maoist cadres has been identified as Gora Yadav, a resident of Chichana village under Maoist-affected Madanpur police station limits. The other Maoist cadre has been identified as Vidhi Kishore, who is said to be a juvenile. Two active cadres of the People's Liberation Guerrilla Army, PLGA, the armed wing of the proscribed Communist Party of India, Maoist, surrendered before the Aurangabad police in Bihar on May 15. One of the surrendered Maoist cadres has been identified as Gora Yadav, a resident of Chichana village under Maoist-affected Madanpur police station limits. The other Maoist cadre has been identified as Vidhi Kishore, who is said to be a juvenile. Both of them turned themselves before the Aurangabad Superintendent of Police, SP, and laid down their weapons, including a SLR rifle, a country-made pistol and over 50 rounds of ammunition. It's been reported that Gora Yadav has as many as 13 cases pending against him in different police stations of Aurangabad and neighboring districts of Jharkhand, including murder of a CRPF personnel in 2016. Gora Yadav was also involved in the murder of another personnel of Cobra, an elite counter-insurgency unit of CRPF, in 2018. Both the surrendered Maoists will be rehabilitated as per the rehabilitation policy of the state and will be provided training for self-employment. In addition to that, an amount of 2.5 lakh rupees each as a fixed deposit which can be withdrawn only after a tenure of 3 years, will also be deposited in the bank accounts of the surrendered Maoist. It is to be noted that security forces in Bihar have been conducting continuous raids against the Maoist lately, following which a number of active cadres have surrendered before the police to await arrest. Earlier, two Maoist cadres have also surrendered before the Gaya police on May 12. The surrendered Maoists were identified as Pradeep Singh Bhokta alias Neeraj, a resident of Langurai village under Madanpur police station limits, and Umesh alias Dinesh Bhuya, who is a resident of Bikopur village under Koti police station limits of Aurangabad. The surrender took place before the SSP Gaya, Ashish Bharati and other officials of the paramilitary, where the Maoist also surrendered a 303 gun, a submachine gun, along with several rounds of ammunition. It's been learned that as many as 11 cases have been pending against Pradeep Singh Bhokta under different police stations of Gaya and Aurangabad, including of murder of a CRPF sub-inspector Roshan Kumar, who got martyred in an IED, improvised electronic device, explosion in February 2019. It's been reported that both Pradeep Singh Bhokta and Umesh alias Dinesh Bhuya were part of the Maoist party that planted and triggered the blast. Maoist courier arrested in Telangana. In other news, a Maoist courier identified as Kapil Roy was arrested from the Padigudem forest area of Bhadradri Kotagudam district of Telangana on May 16. As per the reports, the accused was arrested when he was on his way to deliver a set of explosive-making materials to the Maoist party. It's been reported that 10 detonators, 10 gelatin sticks, 1 airgun, and 1 drill machine, along with 45,000 rupees in cash, have been recovered from the possession of the accused. Image source, Telangana Today. It's been learned that the accused, Kapil Roy, a resident of Malkangiri district, is a trader by profession who used to visit remote villages in Chhattisgarh quite frequently. It's been reported that he has been supplying explosive materials to the Maoist party for long. After the arrest of the accused, the district superintendent of police also cautioned other traders not to indulge in any kind of business with the left-wing extremists. Topics. Bihar Telangana IED explosion. People's Liberation Guerrilla Army Maoist cadres Gora Yadav, Vidhi Kishore. Two Maoist cadres surrendered.